Assalamu alaikum, Ya Aba Abdullah. Sister Spade here, don't touch that dial. Imam Hussein came to Karbala with some of his family members, women, children, his companions, and his friends. In their entirety, they did not exceed the number of 150. The heavens and the skies weep over the events that happened in Karbala, and the earth bears its heavy burden. How Imam Hussein, his family, his friends, his companions, sipped from the divine cup of martyrdom right down to a six-month-old baby, Imam Hussein's son. The heavens and the skies weep over what happened in Karbala, how they all bore the torture of the heat in the deserts of Karbala, of hunger and of the dryness of thirst, from the 7th to the 10th day of Ashura in Karbala. The heavens and the skies weep over what happened in Karbala, and the earth bears its burden. How the tents were burnt down and their household possessions plundered. The heavens and the skies weep over what happened in Karbala, and the earth bears its burden. How their women, an ailing son, the children were made captives on the sand of Karbala. The heavens and the skies weep over what happened in Karbala, and the earth bears its burden. How they were presented in the courts of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad. The heavens and the skies weep of what happened in Karbala, and the earth bears its burden. How they underwent the tortures of imprisonment. The heavens and the skies weep over what happened in Karbala, and the earth bears its burden. How a broken caravan came back to empty houses. The heavens and the earth weep, and the earth bears a burden over what happened in Karbala. All these great sacrifices in order to safeguard, protect, and defend Islam until the end of time. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.